אשרי האיש אשר לא הלך בעצת רשעים ובדרך חטאים, לא עמד, לא עמד, לא עמד, לא עמד.
אשרי האיש אשר לא הלך בעצת רשעים ובדרך חטאים, לא עמד, לא עמד, לא עמד, לא עמד, ובמושב לצים.
How blessed, how happy is the one who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, or stand on the path with those who are sinful, or sit in the seat of those who mock and scorn. When I was a child, camping trips with my grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins were regular and frequent family outings. They were usually spur of the moment, depending on weather on any given weekend. Someone in the family, probably my mother or her sister, would watch the forecast late in the week, and if all looked well, they would make the reservations at a certain campground about an hour from where we all lived. At night, we would all come together and sit around the campfire, telling stories. My grandfather was the patriarch of the family, and as such, he would sit at the campfire playing his guitar and harmonica, telling family stories, laughing and joking with us kids, all while drinking his favorite cheap beer, and lots of it. At some point during the night, the adults would take us kids back to our tents, and my grandmother would help my grandfather back to their pop-up camper, holding him up so he could walk without falling over, his loud whispers of goodnight to everyone slurred. You see, my grandfather, our beloved family patriarch, was an alcoholic. He had been for his entire adult life, since serving in the Navy during World War II. He was a functional alcoholic who did not drink during the week, but binged all weekend long. My grandfather told us stories about fighting Hitler alongside his twin brother, that when Hitler saw the two of them coming for him, that was when he went underground to hide. My favorite photo shows the two of them, young, smiling, arms slung over the shoulders of the other in their sailor suits. But the truth was, my grandfather had spent the war in the Navy, months at sea, narrowly avoiding the attack at Pearl Harbor, committed to fighting for a world he believed in, against an evil force that threatened all that was good. My grandfather was a faithful employee at the local General Motors assembly plant and worked hard for his family, 7 children and a wife. I suspect he likely was never late for a day of work in those 40 years he was an employee there. My grandfather loved Detroit Tigers baseball. In the summer of 1984, he was overjoyed when the Tigers won the World Series. It was all he could talk about for months after, and for the next few seasons, he enjoyed watching them win games, a strong, competitive team in the American League. But the summer of 1989 was not kind to my grandfather's team. One weekend at the campground, I remember sitting with him as he drank his beer and listened to yet another Tigers loss on the radio. My identical twin cousins ran over, hearing the outcome of the game, and began to tease my grandfather about it. "You need to find a new team, Grandpa. The Tigers are losers." I will never forget my grandfather's response to this. "Boys," he said, grabbing each of them by a shoulder and pulling them close into the other. "I am not a fair-weather fan. I believe in my team, and I'll stick with them through thick and thin. You know why?" My cousin seems startled by this serious response by our usually jovial grandfather and just stared back. Because I am a man of character. I was 10 years old that summer, but I never forgot that. I could smell the beer on his breath as he said it. I knew that night my grandmother would have to put him to bed. I knew some people might look at my grandfather as a drunk and judge him. But more than any of that, I knew it was true. My grandfather was a man of character. He was loyal to not only his baseball team, but to his employer, his children, his wife, his nation. He was honest. I know that my grandfather was a man of his word. He did not live beyond his means. He paid his bills on time and never cheated anyone. He loved his family, and though his voice was gruff, he was gentle, funny, and kind. He never pretended to be someone he was not, and he accepted others just as they were. When one of his sons was diagnosed with schizophrenia, he mortgaged his house in order to pay for the inpatient care home my uncle needed. My grandfather knew right from wrong. He lived his life with uncompromising character, and he demanded one thing only from his family, that we would live the same way. How blessed is the one who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, or stand on the path with those who are sinful, or sit in the seat of those who mock and scorn. What is it to be a person of character? To avoid taking counsel with the ungodly, to refuse to stand on the path of those who are sinful, to avoid the seat of those who mock and scorn. Does this mean we live perfect lives? My grandfather struggled his entire life with substance abuse. Later in life, he told me that he still had nightmares from his time in the war. He told me that for years after coming home, drinking was the only way he was able to stay sane. He was not a perfect man, and he did not pretend to be. He was flawed. But he was indeed a man of character. Character does not mean we are perfect, and in looking for leaders of character, we cannot expect them to never have made mistakes or to have no personal demons. But what we can look for is that they do not delight in what is ungodly. We can look at who they keep counsel with, what they value, how they treat others. People of character make mistakes, but they own them. They apologize. They do teshuva. They learn from their experiences, both good and bad, and are committed to personal growth, improvement, and doing good for those around them. Character is not all about actions. Character is about what it is inside of a person, but the actions of a person reflect the character that is inside. Those with character lead by example, as my grandfather demonstrated when he refused to turn his back on his team when they were in a season of struggle. And leaders of character are loyal to those who follow them. They do not abandon people who fall on hard times. They do not protect only those who support them. They are fair and honest in their dealings. They keep company and take counsel with others of high integrity and values. How blessed is the one who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, or stand on the path with those who are sinful, or sit in the seat of those who mock and scorn. And how blessed are those who know how to tell a person of character from a person who lacks it. How blessed are we to receive wisdom and guidance from our faith and our traditions, so that we can identify and walk with those who are of godly character. Lord, Lord.